Good morning. Welcome to our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about obedience, God's desire that we would obey His word, we would obey Him, and that as we do so, that we grow in our ability to disciple others. We grow in our faith. We grow in relationship. And this obedience isn't something that earns us a place with God. It's a response to God's love. And today we're going to talk about obedience and the Holy Spirit and how those are connected. And Acts 5, verse 32 says, "We are witnesses of these things, and so is the Holy Spirit, whom God has given to those who obey Him." The context, Peter and the apostles are preaching, they're proclaiming the good news of Jesus, that Jesus had been crucified, and that those they were speaking to were at least partially responsible for that. But God raised Him from the dead. And as they're telling this story, I'm sure there were those in the crowd that thought it was an outlandish story. Especially if they were to be to blame for it. And so Peter announces that they indeed were witnesses of all of these things. But it wasn't just them that witnessed it. It was the Holy Spirit, God's Spirit, witnessed it as well. The Spirit, he says, is given to those who obey. It makes me think about Peter's message in earlier in the book of Acts. On the day of Pentecost in Acts 2. Here in Acts 5, he's addressing a gathering, a crowd, just as he did in Acts 2, with a very similar message. In Acts 2, that message of the crucifixion of Jesus, the blame that went upon those who oversaw it, on those who rejected Him. Whether they were directly involved or not, it was the rejection of Jesus that allowed those who sought His death to make it happen. And in Acts 2, the crowds, the people were, it says, cut to the heart. And they cried out, "What should we do? How do we make up for this? What should our response be?" And Peter's response is that they should repent. They should be transformed. They should change from the inside out. And you might wonder, well, how in the world would they do that? He says to repent and be immersed into Christ, to be baptized. Every one of them. That they would receive the forgiveness of their sins and the gift of the Holy Spirit. That obedience in repenting and being immersed resulted in the forgiveness of sins, but it also was an obedience which led to God's Spirit being placed within them. And as powerful as that verse is, it goes on to say that this promise is for you and for your children, for all who are near, for all who are far off. That includes you and it includes me. The obedience leads to God's Spirit because we do things God's way. God's Spirit is responsible for bringing about conviction. So it's not that His Spirit is not present. The Spirit that dwells within us is there by our invitation, by our welcome. And because we've invited, we've welcomed, we ought to listen. when we think about a guest in our homes, generally we try to make them comfortable. We try to make them feel welcome. We try to anticipate their needs and listen to how they can be benefited by their stay with us. When we're visiting people, we kind of look for that. We don't want to be a bother. We don't want to have it feel like we're not welcome, that we're an intrusion. And as God places His Spirit within us, His desire is that we're not treating it as some intrusion that hinders our way of life, but rather we're treating God's Spirit as an honored guest, one that we listen to and serve and care about. And God says our obedience brings about the presence of God's Spirit within us. A song we sing from time to time that says, "Holy Spirit, you are welcome here." And to me, the ironic part about it is there's nothing we could do to keep God's Spirit from being wherever He wanted to be. That's God's department. But our choice, our willingness to welcome God's Spirit within us, goes a long way into our making use of His Spirit, of our listening to His Spirit, of our being guided by His Spirit. It's our welcome that makes us more responsive to His Spirit. It's our obedience that makes the Spirit useful. We could know the wisest person in the world, but if we don't pay any attention to what they say, we don't heed their advice, they're really not that useful to us. I mean, it's not that they're not useful, that we just have chosen not to make use of them. It would be something like inheriting or somehow coming across a large sum of money, enough that you could live comfortably and even use it to serve and help others. And having a very effective financial advisor within your family, willing and offering to give advice, the question is, would you take it? And to reject that advice and live according to your own wisdom is pretty similar to someone coming to God and God placing His Spirit within us and us saying, "Well, no thanks, I'll do things my own way." And how often do we live that way? Oh, we probably wouldn't say that out loud. It sounds bad because it is bad. We like the idea of God's Spirit when we're in trouble. We like the idea of God's Spirit when we need help. We like the idea of God's Spirit when we need comfort, but does He have to follow me around all day? This is an area I'd just as soon do on my own. And rather than saying that, we live it by not listening, by not obeying, by ignoring God's word when we go to work, when we go on vacation, when we go to our favorite hangout. You see, God's Spirit is given to those who obey because that's who makes use of it. And today, as we spend time with God praying, the question is, how aware am I of God's Spirit? Would I be more aware if I was more obedient? Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us your Spirit. Your love has called us to respond in obedience. And obedience that is not forced, but is an expression of our love for you. And God, today, as we think about your Spirit dwelling within us, may we be more aware of that than ever before as we grow in obedience. Our obedience to surrender to you to begin with. To have our sins washed away. To be given your Spirit. But also our obedience to continue to gaze into your word and do what it says. That your Spirit isn't something that someone that just moved in and we've locked in a closet somewhere. But as a welcomed guest, an honored guest. One that we recognize as wiser than we are. And so we continually seek advice and we follow that advice. We pay attention. We choose to be obedient. Because we know that it is not only good for the kingdom of God, but it's good for us. And Father, as we consider what our sin has caused, that separation between us and you, that need for Jesus to be crucified so that our sins could be paid for, it draws us to a greater desire to obey. To honor you, to love you. Father, may we not neglect your Spirit within us, the gift that your Spirit produces within us. God, today as we live life, may we live more obediently as we pay attention. As we allow your Spirit to convict and to teach and to correct and to encourage and to comfort and to all the things that he's there to do. And Father, today I pray that your Spirit would continue to be upon the Mitchell family. As Brett and Ingrid's young girl has still shows signs of infection. Improvement, but this uncertainty of why this infection is lingering. May you strengthen this baby. May you give wisdom to all those that are caring for her. May you fill Brett and Ingrid and their family with a peace. The patience that's needed. The presence of your Spirit as they continue to obey. not only in this moment, but in their calling. And Father, for all of us, may we continually live by the Spirit in such a way that we lift up Jesus so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.